Welcome to Good Enough-ish. I'm Brooke Forey.
And I'm Amanda Jefferson.
We are two organization-loving friends sharing tips, strategies, real-life experiences, and fails of trying to be good enough-ish at everything we juggle in life.
I own Indigo Organizing. I help busy people simplify their lives at home and at work.
I co-own Curious & Company Creative, a branding design firm, and I created the Balance Bound Planner that helps you get organized and prioritize self-care.
You can find us on Instagram at goodenough.ish, and you can find the show notes over at goodenoughish.com.
If you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, email us at goodenoughishpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 484-440-9498.
So let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
I was just telling you how amazing you're looking today.
Thanks. I really genuinely think, I mean, I'll stop talking about this new computer at some point.
You don't have to.
But the camera is so much better.
It really is.
Looking good. I also washed my hair last night because, I mean, I was planning to wash my hair, but then I volunteered for a shift at the Little League snack bar, which like all parents are kind of urged to do so. Uh-huh. And last night was my shift and I came home smelling like a burger joint. So, you know, had to wash the hair, had an early morning meeting at school. So I put on my face.
Yes.
But I also think that the new camera on the new computer has something to do with it.
Getting a new computer, especially when it's like 7 or 8 years old, it's kind of like when I got my new car after having a car for 13 years. You're like, look at all the things that it can do.
It has a button instead of a key. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm doing good over here. I'm still recovering a little bit. I was in New York for the weekend.
Right.
So I was teaching the incoming class of KonMari trainees. And it was very special because the last time I taught in person was November 2019.
Oh my gosh. And,
yeah.
I realized that.
Yeah. I've been teaching virtually this whole time because right after that, COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't been in person since. So it was a really big deal. People came from all over the world, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Marie was there. So we got to spend lots of time with her, which was great. But I'm just tired. It was just like a whirlwind.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of have your little bit of a solo weekend.
I did.
You abandoned the plan a few weeks ago.
Yes. It was beautiful. It was in Jersey City, which is nice because you know, I just drove up 2 hours, easy peasy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to kind of deal with the hustle and bustle of Manhattan, but it was on the waterfront. So it was just like floor to ceiling glass view of the Manhattan skyline. Mm-hmm. And from my hotel room, I could see the Statue of Liberty. Like it was, I know. So it was good, except I'd spent most of the time, my free time, watching Love is Blind.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like I have done this to you, but also super excited that you're getting caught up. Mm-hmm. And I got some texts from you and you were like, I'm so upset about Jimmy and Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but what episode are you on? Because
it's such a roller coaster.
Buckle up. Yeah. It's
Yeah, there was
so
one
bad,
night.
It's good.
Yeah, we had finished the course at, say, 5, and then we had a little break, and we were going to go to dinner at 6:30. So I'm like, you know, okay, great. I can, like, fit an episode in, whatever. And then, like, they called me and, like, can you do 6 instead? And I was like, ugh.
I'm committed here to Love is Blind, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now I am halfway through the season 6 finale. I will
say, like, the reunion or
the, sorry, the reunion.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will say a couple of things. First, I did, as I do with murder mysteries, I Googled everything.
Right.
So I already knew.
You announced last week. You're
a spoiler. Yeah. I already knew. Yeah.
Rude.
I also will say I'm doing a lot of fast forwarding.
Oh, okay.
Because there are certain scenes where I'm like, oh my God, we have had this argument 600 times.
Yeah.
And like I cannot
Amy
have this
name?
Argument.
Amy and Johnny, like, they're very sweet.
They're just so solid.
It's boring.
Right. You're just like, you guys are good.
You're like, I'm watching for the ridiculous drama. Give me some AD. And I already forget that guy's name.
Clay.
Clay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Love her. Yeah, he can go pound sand. But yeah.
Or as Laura says, he can go kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
Love it. or bare feet or something. Yeah, right. I love it. I love I love all the little sayings that come out of it. And there's like the marketing behind the show is truly genius. One of our listeners, Kelly, she had shared in our Facebook group that the Love is Wine, actual bottles of wine in the gold bottle that is like seen constantly on the show. They sell them at the liquor store. And like, I think the glasses are, I'm sure you can buy them. But if you look like in every scene, those glasses and bottles are, it's like an incredible product placement. So I love that kind of stuff. Like just how reality TV has turned into so much marketing. Whereas like when it first started, I don't think those were opportunities anyone was thinking about, like product placement.
Yeah. So
anyway, that's little aside.
I know. I'm always like, what is in those glasses? Like, are these people drinking? What are they drinking all day long? Sometimes they do, you know, they show like all the alcohol that's being poured and you're like, things are starting to get a little messy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do feel like it's different than other reality shows in the sense that I do feel like they're kind of like they're real people. They're like real people that are looking for love and, you know, so
in all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places. But we only had, well, I won't have a spoiler, but it was good to see that because I don't know that this particular season was very successful in getting people to actually get married and stay married. But it seems like in past seasons, they have been more successful.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I don't want to make any spoilers, but I feel like we could consider the success rate of this ridiculous experiment okay, that how it turned out. But yeah, I don't want to spoil it. But listeners, just start watching so you can join the conversation. We've also had quite a response to me just not even pretending that I'm going to get rid of my laptop and like people coming out of the woodwork saying like, oh yeah, I have one from like 15 years ago that's still sitting on a shelf. So I'm like, my people are out there.
I know, like everyone, like I put it in my newsletter too and somebody wrote me back like, fine, Amanda, you got me. Like they're like, I'm like, I don't know anybody that doesn't have this.
Yeah, people were pretty victimized. But yeah, we all, well, except you. Do you keep old laptops too? Or are you also a culprit?
Well, culprit, that's I don't personally, but Fernando will. Because he's Mr. Tech and he'll be like, oh, yeah, we can use this for blow. I'm like, sure.
Use it for parts. Yeah.
Right. You go for it. Here you go. So God knows what that man has in terms of electronics.
Okay. So you're following your own advice, but he's not and I'm not. And sounds like nobody else is.
Right. I was so proud of one of my clients, though, because I have this fun little metric in our coaching portal where I ask them to rate every week, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about your level of digital organization? And when we first started working together, I think she was like a 5. And then yesterday I saw that she had put in 10. Aww. And I was like, Kathy, was this like a glitch in my system or did you truly rate yourself a 10? And I forget all that she wrote, but she was like, I cleaned out my passwords. I updated all my passwords. I took all of my electronics to the Apple store. I got a trade in on this and I got a credit for this. She's like, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty freaking good.
That's awesome.
I know. Kathy, get it done, club. Telling you.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of tech, I want to just tell you a little bit of a tech fail in terms of like, I found a product that I thought was going to change my life. I usually, so not when we're recording, but other times I wear the Apple AirPods, like when I'm listening to podcasts or audiobooks. And like, they're good, but I also, then somebody will be trying to talk to me and I'll like take one out of one ear and you kind of have to hold on to it because they're not on a cord.
Yep.
I was like, I want like the Bluetooth wireless aspect, but I want to be able to like take them off and hang them around my neck as like my family's trying to talk to me or, you know, if one falls out of my ear, it's not going to fall on the ground because I guess I have strange ears. Like I have a hard time like fitting headphones.
I do
in
too.
Them.
I have weird ears. Yeah.
So I had heard all about these Beats Flex headphones. Okay. I remember June Diane Raphael talked about them on her Instagram and I think she's talked about them on the deep dive. I feel like a couple of their like Instagram influencers have posted about them. I'm like, great. They're like $40 at Target. I'm like, I'm leaning in. I'm so excited. They last for like 12 hours. I got them. I got it all set up. I found the right, you know, covers size to fit of in the my little ears.
Thingy ding, right?
Needed two different sizes because I guess my ears are not symmetrical.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually kind of interesting.
I'm so by the book, I don't know that I would ever have thought of that. Like, well, I could have a different size in each ear.
Well, neither would I have, but like the one in my right ear was staying in and the left one kept falling out. So I was like, I'm going to try some different. They give you like six different
trial
things.
And error.
Trial and error, but like I tried them and then I was like, I'm not loving these. And then
What was the problem?
I didn't love the sound quality. I was expecting the sound quality to be better. And then the way that they are with like the wire that connects them to each other, it kind of like loops around and then back around your neck. And it has like, that's where the volume button is. And that's where the power button is.
On the back of your neck?
Well, it kind of hangs down on your side. Oh. But then it was like in my face. And I was like, I really expected more. And I was like, it was a really big disappointment because I had built up like I was going to try to find a replacement to the AirPods. Not a fan, so I'm going to return them. I decided to just stick with the AirPods. Like the AirPod battery doesn't last as long. But I'm like, where am I going? Like, you know, this is not – I'm like not away from a charging place for 12 hours at a time. So
I feel like you could continue your quest, though, perhaps to find another AirPod. I think, you know, first experiment was a fail, but maybe. That doesn't mean the experiment needs to end.
But what else is out there? What else is out there?
Yeah. Did you do the whole, like, best wireless earbuds, blah, blah, blah?
I just listened to what people on Instagram tell me.
Right. Like, because I like to go to places like Wirecutter we tested, blah, blah, blah. Like, places like CNET is a very good place to go. And they'll give you the pros and the cons. Like, oh, the cord is fussy or this or that. And so I encourage you, Brooke, to persist.
Power through. Okay.
Power through.
All right. I will. Okay. For now, I'm going to stick with the AirPods. Good enough-ish. I don't know. And I have a new appreciation for the AirPods, I think. I was like getting annoyed with them. And now I'm like, I truly missed them in like these couple of days that I was trying to make the Beats Flex work. So anywho, that's
absence
my
makes the heart grow fonder.
It does. Yeah. And I was like really regretting the idea of like trying to sell the AirPods to make up for the cost of the Beats Flex. So I'm just going to return them.
Yeah. I think it also depends. Sorry, just one more thing. It also depends on which AirPods you have. Do you have the AirPods Pro or do you have the older ones?
I have like the ones that come in the little smaller case, like the AirPods Pro or the bigger ones.
I think so. And do they have like a little gummy thing on them or are they just like flat?
They're just flat and they stay in okay ultimately.
Right. Because I do think I got a pair of the AirPods Pro and for my funky ears, they were better than the original, but it's expensive too.
Yeah. And don't they block out sound? I still want to be able to hear what's happening in the background. Like if my family's trying to talk to me.
I think you can make it conversation aware or something like that.
Oh, you can turn it on and off. Okay. All right. So maybe an upgrade is in my future versus a new prod.
It is the year of Apple upgrades for you.
It is. I'm just leaning in. I got my Apple Pencil. I still got to put that to work. I also wanted to let you know, because you complimented my lipstick, and I don't know if anyone else cares, but I have been wearing this lipstick for years, and I just wanted to report that it is the CoverGirl Outlast All Day Lip Color with Top Coat in color 550 Blushed Mauve.
Blush Mauve. See, that's interesting information for me because you and I are both moonlit winters.
We are, but you wear lip colors that I feel like I could not get away with.
Really? I'm looking over here at my lip colors right now. Like,
well, even though we're the same season, I definitely have like darker eyebrows and like I don't have the bangs and like I don't know. I'm maybe it's because we do our makeup different. I usually like focus more on the eyes and you focus more on the lips. So
right. I have started wearing eyeliner recently though, and it does really provide a little pop.
It does.
Okay. I'm putting on
that's a bold lip.
This is a combo. I just did a little bit of beauty counter blush and then I added some Burt's Bees crayon.
Okay. All right. See, you're a fan of the mixing. I don't know. I'm funny about the lip color, but
I'm so pale today. I keep pinching my cheeks because I've been having some weird hair time lately. Like,
well, you decided that you don't like it. You don't like to curl it anymore or like add the wave. You said you like it straight now.
Right. And it was a funny moment this weekend because when I was talking to Marie, I was like, Marie, I accidentally got your hair cut.
had her haircut for a while. You were just styling it differently.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I think it's a compliment. I might have done it subconsciously, but I was like, you wear it best. I mean, obs, but, you know, I got your haircut.
Is it like a requirement now that all KonMari teachers show up with Marie Kondo's haircut?
Wouldn't that be creepy?
That would be a little creepy.
That'd be so creepy.
It'd be pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
This weekend, fun fact about her, because normally whenever she gives her speeches, she gives them in Japanese. And this weekend for our community, she gave all of her speeches entirely in English.
Oh, wow.
And it was a really big moment because she was like, I want to be able to communicate to you with my voice and what I'm saying and not a translation of what I'm saying. And it was really beautiful. Really, yeah, cool. It was awesome. Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah,
something else we really need to touch base on. It's been a couple weeks, actually. Did you finish watching Irish Wish?
Yes, I did.
And your verdict?
I mean, if we're like doing like a Lifetime movie kind of rating on this, 5 stars.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I also thought it was cute. And my friend Erin was like, it was horrible. She was like, I watched it because you and Amanda were chatting about it. And I was like, well, listen, we hadn't reached the end yet, so don't judge. But I was like, I thought it was cute. If we're looking at like exactly. a cheesy kind of Hallmarky story, I was like, well, it's better than anything that like Candace Cameron is in, that like at least Lindsay Lohan is like a slightly, you know, more convincing actor. And like, you know, there was good clothes and cute boys. Like, but you know,
good clothes and cute boys.
Good clothes, cute boys, great scenery. Yes. Lindsay Lohan's beautiful red hair. Like, yeah, she had really cute clothes. I was really into it. I was like, oh,
yeah, it provided everything that I needed at the moment.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for a cinematic gem. I was just looking for like a little bit of joy. But even on like the Hallmark Lifetime joy scale, my friend was like, that was not it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I would want to know from her, what is her favorite Hallmark Lifetime? Okay. And also, do they have like a Academy Awards equivalent for like the Hallmark movies?
No,
that would actually be really fun though, if it was like, this is the best of the worst kind of thing, you know?
I mean, I think like, doesn't Harvard because have some award for like the worst movies? I don't even know if they like, they don't even consider this category because they're all kind of meant to be bad.
But I mean, think about it. Like daytime Emmys, soap operas are getting awards, and soap operas are terrible.
Yeah.
But they're getting
soap operas will eventually end. Like, do you feel like the audience is going?
Who is watching those things?
Ladies.
And you know, Brooke, the people, what's really, really creepy about it, I used to watch these soap operas when I was allowed to stay home sick, when I was, you know, the age of approximately 7. They look the same.
Oh, yeah. None of those characters have changed. Yes. Yeah, Sunny on General Hospital.
Years ago.
Same guy. Yeah. Yeah. I used to watch General Hospital because I would get – so I used to babysit after school.
Yeah.
I think every day. And I would get to the family's house like by 3:05 or something because I was in high school, but the kid that I was babysitting was in elementary school and she wouldn't get home off the bus until like 3:50.
Sweet.
So solid 45 minutes to myself to catch up on what are all the other people's names? Like Sunny was the one I can remember. But man, if I saw one of those people now, I could probably tell you their entire storyline. It's like deeply buried in my soul.
Right. The amnesia, so the coming back from the dead. We watched Days of Our Lives and Another World.
Okay. Days, and also, as Joey Tribbiani would call it. Remember when Joey from Friends?
Yeah, he called it Days.
Because he was on Days of Our Lives and they would just start calling it Days. He was Dr. Drake Ramore.
Oh, that's right.
I don't remember this.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What was I going to say?
Sorry. Yeah, and Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. And I think I have a theory because my middle name is Hope. And was it Hope and Bo? On Days of Our Lives? Yeah.
Luke and Laura.
Right, that was General Hospital, right?
That was GH. Yeah. Yep.
Man. I think she says that she didn't, but I think my mom named me after Hope on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I was named after Brooke on General Hospital. Or wait, maybe One Life to Live. No, I mean, not named after, but like my mom liked the name. And then I think it was like just as Brooke Shields was like entering the spotlight. 1980, so she might not have been yet.
I think this is much more common than we think. My friend Jacqueline was named, I think, after, what was her name? Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those were the celebrities of the time. Yeah. I think it was Brooke on One Life to Live. And if I came out with blonde hair, my mom was going to name me Elise. And if I came out with dark hair, I was going to be Brooke. And I was born with dark hair, full head of, like, I looked like a little doll. And so I was Brooke. But
was there a soap opera character named Elise?
I think my mom had a student named Elise with like blondish hair. And so I think that's where that connection was. But who knows? I could ask her. And there was probably an Elise on One Life to Live also.
I've never heard of that, of deciding baby names based on the hair color.
I think it was just, yeah, I guess she just decided that like I would look more like a Brooke with dark hair. I don't know. Wow. Can you see me as an Elise? I don't know.
No?
No, I know. I do feel like my name is very me. So
yeah.
Yes, she knew. She just had a feeling.
She knew. Fran knew.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, we're not talking about some major astronomical events, major earth-shaking events that have happened in the past couple of weeks, which was we had an earthquake on Friday.
Yeah, speaking of my mom, I was like 5 minutes away from meeting her for lunch or like an early brunch. And I was like, that was an earthquake. Yeah.
You were in the car?
No, I was upstairs doing my makeup.
Oh.
And I had to check, I had to look out the window of our bathroom to make sure that it wasn't the trolley that had just gone by. Cause you know, I live near the trolley and sometimes there's a little bit of a rattle, but there were picture frames in our upstairs hallway that were rattling. And I was like, that's unusual for like, usually the trolley doesn't have that effect. And it lasted long enough that I texted my friend Stacy and I was like, did you just feel that? And she lives, you know, a mile away. And she was like, I felt that. That was an earthquake. And then my texts blew up all the parents and, you know, it was kind of fun. It was super little, but it was fun. Did you feel it?
Yes. Yeah. I was in a networking meeting and I was in this like old, it's like an old mansion in Westchester. And I thought like it was in the middle of a presentation and all of us were kind of looking around and we thought it was like an HVAC system or something that was kicking on and like rattling everything. But I mean, I was in the 8.3 earthquake in Chile.
So you're like, people, this is not.
No, but it created actually a little bit of like, oof, like a little bit of like a trauma PTSD response.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. So that was intense. And then we had the eclipse yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
So which I had got my glasses ready. Same. And I felt like it was a particularly like important astronomical event for me because it was an eclipse in Aries and I am an Aries.
Okay.
And so I was reading that that was particularly important for me. Did we get a thumbs up?
We got a thumbs up on the screen and fireworks. on both of them.
Can we do fireworks at the same time?
We can do fireworks at the same time. It like keeps switching. And we just never know what's going to happen here.
I know. It's like you're talking about like, and then my puppy died and it was the saddest day of my life. And it's like balloons.
So inappropriate. Yeah. Sorry. Eclipse in Aries was very apropos for you. And you were able to see it?
I was. It was cloudy for the beginning of it, you know, but then the skies parted and it was fun because our glasses had like, they were almost kind of like binoculars. They had a two times.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we got to see it much closer.
Oh, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know you could get
mean to get that. I just ordered whatever, you know, said best eclipse glasses a couple months ago.
All right. Well, in 20 years when the next one comes, I'll remember that.
I know. I said to Fernando, I was like, I'm so glad we have glasses for all the eclipses. And he was like,
okay, miss, declutter your life and don't hold on to extra stuff. I don't think we need to keep these for 20 years. Although I do, I put them in the kids' little memory boxes. It's fun.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, because there was one 7 years ago that like I remember Graham and I looking. I don't think you could see it in totality in the US, right? Anywhere. But I saved his little glasses and I found a picture of him looking up at it and I made him pose for a reenactment yesterday. He was like, oh, fine.
Fine.
Such a sweet boy.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just to think, like we were talking over the weekend too about one of them, somebody said like space, like I don't like space. Like space is so weird, right? And it is very weird and it is unsettling. And to think about the fact that like we're all warm, like everything that's happening here is happening because there's an enormous ball of fire in the sky.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's odd. That's odd. that were just a little peculiar. Right. And then like there's this other big round rock that circles around that like controls our oceans and also our cycles, like our women's menstrual cycles. Mm-hmm. And then they align and one like that's odd.
It's a little unsettling when like you have an earthquake and an eclipse and, you know, there's just been a lot of weird stuff going on. So
it's just kind of the reminder of like, oh, you guys are so cute. You think you're so like, nope.
We can't control a thing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. So anywho, shall we take a break there and come back for our topic?
We've just been yapping. I still have a lot more updates, but I'll share it next week.
All right. Yaps are us.
I know. Yaps are us. Let's take a break.
Hey, listeners. Amanda here. One of the best ways to support this podcast is by leaving positive ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you're on an iPhone, find that purple podcast app, search for Good Enough-ish, scroll down to the ratings and reviews sections to tap 5 stars and write your own review. You might even get a shout out on the show. Your support means so much and will help new listeners find us. Thanks so much. Now back to the show.
Amanda, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. Hello.
Hello. Greetings. We're never good at figuring out like who's going to bring us back, who's going to say hi. So then we just talk over each other, giggle, and then.
And then do it again. Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell you about something that it was, you know, it was one of those little light bulb moments because sometimes people like you and me and a lot of people tend to get like really stuck in the details of having a plan and a point A and a point B and like all of the steps of a process. And I've mentioned, you know, a handful of times here before that I really wanted to tackle like updating our bedroom because it's like the land that time forgot, you know, in the 12 years that we've lived in this house, it's like, you know, we've redone the kids' rooms when they moved from crib to bed to like slightly older kid to all those things. We had some work done in our house in the downstairs during the pandemic. We had, you know, redecorated and bought new furniture and stuff, but the bedroom's just kind of been like the land that time forgot. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a homebody, you know, and you know that I love my time at night to like
read your book,
read a book or watch a show, watch some trashy TV. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I had this idea in my head, okay, like, well, we have to first paint and then we have to figure out the perfect furniture that's going to maximize the small space. And then we have to update the bedding and the headboard and the bed and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just so happened a couple weeks ago, there was a new collection at Target from Diane von Furstenberg. You know how they always have like, you know, famous designers have lines for Target that are much more affordable. And I just so happened, like a lot of times when those lines launch, like the stuff is sold out immediately.
Yes.
In stores and online. But I just so happened, like the day after it launched, I just so happened to look at my Target app and I was like, oh, bedding, I'll check out the duvet covers. And I saw like the duvet cover of my dreams. It was blues and greens and it was kind of like a batik print and a botanical and it was double-sided and it was a duvet cover, which I wanted instead of a comforter set. And so I just like bought it. I just like clicked buy and I was like, love this because sometimes I hem and haul too much, but I knew that this was probably going to sell out quickly. So I thought I can always return it. I bought it. I finally took it out of the package last week. I was like, this has changed my life. Like,
there was a pre-duvet cover and there was a post-duvet cover.
Yeah, in your life. Maybe a little dramatic that this changed my life, but it really felt, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually feel happy when I walk into our bedroom now. Like,
that sparked joy, Brooke.
It sparked joy. Yeah. And I'm more excited to make the bed.
Yes.
And I'm a little more mean when my kids like climb all over the bed. I'm like, get in your indoor clothes. Like, have you showered today? Not really, but you know, I just like really loved it. And then I was like, okay, well next we have to get a new headboard because our headboard still had, it was like upholstered. We did it 10 years ago and it had a fabric that didn't match the new bedding, but that had almost stopped me from putting the bedding on, but it didn't. And then I realized I love the bedding. Then a friend of mine happened to post on Facebook Marketplace that she was getting rid of a queen headboard that was like charcoal gray, tufted, exactly what I wanted. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll buy this from you. She was like, you can have it. So this past weekend, she dropped it off. Nick set it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, it looks like grownups live here.
I need a picture.
Well, of course I'm going to send you a picture. But it just made me realize, like, it was a really good reminder that I can just start now. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a huge master plan. I don't have to wait to implement one thing until I have all the pieces together, because it has made such a difference in my level of joy every time I walk into that bedroom or, you know, have a little overflow of laundry that I'm folding upstairs instead of in the basement. And yeah, brought up some things for you too. A little bit of harkens back to our good enough-ish university conversations.
Right. Where, you know, so to remind our listeners, good enough-ish university was kind of this idea of like, what are you studying in this semester of your life? Like, what are the, you know, five classes that you're taking, four or five classes? Because in my case, what I would typically do is take 20 classes and then burn out on all of them and get F's in all of them. So it's
before
like,
can move on to the next level. Yeah.
Right, right. So I want to take a look at what classes I'm taking this good enough-ish university semester, because I do have a tendency to take too many credits. But it felt like it's so ridiculous. I feel like what you did was remove a prerequisite, because in your mind, you were like, first this, then this, then this, then this. And those prerequisites, they were a lot, like painting a room and all of that. Like, that's a lot of work.
So and putting me in a place of like unhappiness every time I walked into that room for way too long that I've had this plan in my head, like, well, we have to do this and this and this. But guess what? I jumped ahead to step 8 and it made me that much happier.
Yes, I agree. Like when I got my new comforter, it was kind of like a green and blue and yellow, like jungle print kind of. And I had a pink rug and I was like, you know what? Fine, good enough-ish. I'm just doing it. And then a couple weeks later, I was like, okay, now I'm going to resolve the rug issue. And I got it out. But I think, yeah, removing those prerequisites. So it reminded me a little bit. I mean, so much of the work that I'm doing now with my clients isn't just, oh, let's organize your email. It's actually helping them figure out like how to get something done. Mm-hmm. So there was one client who, you know, she had this really expensive Pottery Barn sofa that she had bought for $12,000 or something. Ooh, and she wanted, I know, and she wanted to put it up on Facebook Marketplace. It doesn't fit in their current home. But in her mind, it's like, I've got to find the photos first. And then I've got to do this. And I've got to do this. And I was like, listen, let's go like set a timer for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And let's just post this right now. Cause she was like, I don't know if I should post on this group or this group. There were all these decisions that she had to make. And then she wanted to write the perfect description. And, oh, I don't know if I have the website with the dimensions, but I have a photo of the dimensions. And it was like good enough-ish. Mm-hmm. All like we just need to get it done.
Yeah.
And then if people have questions, they're going to DM you and all of this kind of stuff. So she got that done and it had been something on her list for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like just strip it down. Strip it down to the bare essentials.
Yeah. It's so funny that when you and I were, you know, chatting about this topic – I realized and in migrating things over to my new computer, like it brought the desktop wallpaper that I've had for years. I don't remember what artist made it, but it just says, and it's something that I've kept because it's a perfect reminder for me, someone who tends to overthink and sometimes overplan to a point of like then just being so stuck and not knowing where to begin. Mm. This quote, starting somewhere now is better than starting somewhere later. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I did. I just started. And, you know, and we're using bedding as a very like, you know, unimportant example, like in the grand scheme of life. Our bedding is not that important, but look at how it sparked joy for both of us. And what are the other things that we're holding back on starting just because we're waiting for the perfect time or the perfect step one, when we could just say, screw the steps and screw the list and just start somewhere that's going to bring a little bit of joy now. And then it's like, it pushed me to like say to my friend, oh my gosh, I'll take that headboard. And she's like, great. They're having a baby. They just want to get it out of the house. And you know, she dropped it off on Saturday. And I said to Nick, like, can you prioritize getting this set up? I will pull, you know, he pulled the bed out from the wall. I got the vacuuming and stuff, like, for all the little things that had fallen back there in the time that it had been set up. And like within an hour, it was done and set up.
Right.
And I was like, why was I overthinking and letting this be something that made me miserable
for so long? And at the end of the day, this bedding and my bedding is self-care.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because 100%. I love, it's joy. Like they're like, so Ingrid Fettel Lee has a book that, right? She has that book, Joyful.
Yes.
And it talks about a lot about how like just injecting this joy into our life, like that is self-care. Mm-hmm. And so this comforter is self-care. You know, I'm not going out and getting manicures. I'm not going out, like, it's just not something that sparks joy for me, but this comforter does. And
the space
I'm even thinking
I exist in. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm even thinking now, so, you know, our house where we used to record our podcast in our living room, we have actually taken all of that stuff out and put it now in what used to be my mom's sitting room. And it looks great. However, that room is now a mess because I actually want to make it a beautiful little workout room. And we want to put the yoga mats and the treadmill because we have a treadmill and I actually love doing the treadmill. Like I like, you know, that's so for example, okay, booty bounce.
It all comes back to booty bounce.
I could just walk for 45 minutes, play booty bounce and get 7,500 steps and be so happy. Anyway, but in my mind, this room is a mess. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, we have to bring the treadmill up. And as soon as we bring the treadmill up, I'll get it all like set. But that requires Fernando to take it apart and to figure out who can come over and help. I'm like, okay, forget it. Let me literally just set a timer for 25 minutes, go in there, clear out the junk, lay the rug down, and then leave a beautiful little spot for the treadmill.
There you go.
And then that will inspire us to bring it up. So I'm getting inspired too. I need to remove the prerequisite that the treadmill needs to come up before the tightening happens.
Don't let that treadmill dictate anything.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a timely reminder too. I just feel like, you know, it's spring. We're all kind of like craving something new and fresh, and we just can't let putting that pressure on ourselves hold us back from just getting that little bit of joy in our days. And back to the comforter thing.
Oh, I was just about to bring it back to the comforter.
Oh, okay,
too.
good. We're
Let's
bringing
not
it back
stray around. Too far no. from the comforter.
Well, like you said, it's self-care, obviously. Like I love to sit in bed and watch TV or sit in bed and read. But like I spend 8 to 9 hours of my life there each day. Yes, I'm sleeping, but just like looking at things as the amount of time you're spending in a space, like it should be bringing me so much joy. And I let it just exist for way too long. So yes. I think it's a really good reminder to look at not just the spaces that are affecting your mood, but how much time you're actually spending there, whether you're awake or asleep, and how important that is to let it bring you joy.
Right. And let me circle this back to something that we talked about last week. What you did was a zhuzh.
It was a zhuzh.
And I do feel like we have landed upon a spelling that I like, which was somebody, I think it was Kelly in our Facebook community shared. And was it Z-H-U-Z-H?
No, I think it was Z-H-U-S-H.
I don't remember.
It was not Kelly. It was someone else.
Oh.
I'm going to look it up right now just so we have the
But I liked name. That spelling. The Z-H really did give me that zhuzh that I was looking for. But you gave yourself a zhuzh and you could have made it this huge project, but you just did a zhuzh.
I did give it a zhuzh. You're so right. And
yeah.
I totally forgot. It was listener Amy. Who gave us this spelling. And I was like, yes, that's it. I knew
that's
it was like
it.
Something unexpected and an H, not a J.
She did a better job because I did that day Google it and I was ending up in like a weird J space. There was even like a whole New York Times article about the zhuzh.
Oh, and you were right. I apologize. It's Z-H-U-Z-H is how she spelled it.
Right, because I think otherwise that would feel like zhuzh.
Shush. And you know how, I'm a little, you know, we all disagree with the way I say nonchalant. So my S's and my C's and my H's, like, you know, we don't want to go there, I guess.
But yeah. And also, I mean, there's such a controversy happening right now in the Facebook group as well about the snow caps and the nonpareils. And is it a Delco thing? Is it not? Which I think we've established it's not.
It's not. You were wrong.
Right. We've established that I was wrong. And we've also established that snow caps and nonpareils are different.
Closely related.
Yeah, they're
I think the snow caps are smaller.
Right, right. Yeah. I need to talk through something. I feel like I have kind of like a mental block that's happening right now in Good Enough-ish University, which is that we talked a couple episodes ago about this woman that has printables that I love when we talked about the dopamine menu. Mm-hmm. And a couple of her printables have kind of like these, they're really pretty. They're like these goal setting pages where picture like a mountain and each one of them is like the steps to meet that goal. And you get to color in with colored pencil every time you kind of make progress towards that goal. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, this is so nice. And we didn't have any colored pencils in Isabel's world, surprisingly. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get myself some colored pencils to do this. So I ended up with this little set here. I'm showing everybody. I feel like it's too many, first of all.
You're showing me, not everybody.
I'm showing, well, maybe this will be, I don't know, maybe our, you know, chief done getting it done officer Lauren will decide that it gets
maybe
a reel. Anywho, they came unsharpened. And so that was my first source of friction. And then when I did sharpen them, the tips kept on ripping off. Yeah. And so now I'm in a space of, do I abandon ship on these particular things? Do I try to find a better sharpener? Do I, you know, have you seen those little tubes of tiny colored pencils that have the little sharpener built in? They're super cute. Am I abandoning ship on this? Is it even, or you know what I saw too that I really like? You know those colored pencils that have like a rainbow tip?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I only need one pencil with a rainbow tip that's going to provide me a different experience every time I color with it.
It's like simplifying it and removing the friction in all the ways.
Yeah. But then what do I do with these? I guess I just give these to the free store.
Or you can return them if they're not working if you can't sharpen colored pencils, they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of returning things that don't work.
For sure. I mean,
you know, I'm going to return my Beats Flex to Target, but like there's been other times that like if your skin has a reaction to something, like you can return that.
I know.
And then it goes into a landfill and sometimes we feel guilty, but it's ultimately going to go into a landfill if it doesn't work for you. So
yes,
I'm a big fan of, you know, if a product doesn't meet the need, send it back.
And you know what I think I need to do? So I'm going to return these and then I think I need to go to like a paper source type location. Mm. I love a good paper source. Love a good paper source. Mm-hmm. And find there something that sparks joy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Paper Source went bankrupt, but I think that they were
purchased. No, I know. Uh-huh. They're still there.
They're still there. Okay. Because I think they were like purchased by Barnes & Noble or something. So they still exist. But yes, I love a Paper Source. We still really need to like do a field trip and like have our Good Enough-ish retreat day. And I feel like maybe a Paper Source visit could be part of that. Just, yeah, you know, that's a Joyce Barker for me. So
we used to have a Paper Source because I worked at 16th and Walnut in Philly, and the Paper Source was on my same block. And sometimes, you know, if I was going out for lunch, I would just walk in there and not even buy anything, but just because do you know this about me that I love paper, designer paper?
Okay.
And they have those, but like, you know, those little, and I just love it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So I might even go to Paper Source today because I got to venture up that way. So yeah, these are going. These are.
Okay. Bye-bye. Those are going. Not sparking joy.
One last thing that I want to talk about in terms of like simplifying a process. So I was away this weekend and Isabel has a very limited list of foods that she will eat. And one of her favorite things that she will eat is edible cookie dough. Mm-hmm. And I have the world's best recipe for it, which I am totally happy to share.
Yeah,
but it's a very involved process because you have to like sanitize the flour in the microwave and you're getting out the little like beater. Oh yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
So she texts me on Saturday, like, Mom, you need to come home. Because I need the cookie dough and daddy doesn't know how to make it. And he says he can't figure it out. So I was like, all right, I'm like coaching him like a boxer in a ring. I'm like, mm-hmm. we're going to do this and you mm-hmm. can do this. I believe in you mm-hmm. and we're going to do this together. So we get on FaceTime, and what was great about it is that my instinct was to be like, okay, get out the flour, get out the sugar, get out the butter, get out the like, but I was like,
Too much.
I was like, step one, get out one white bowl. He's like, okay.
Oh my God.
This was a process. And I had to pause Love is Blind for this, you know, but I was, you know.
Fernando.
Yeah. Jeez. And then I was like, get out the flour. He gets out the flour. Okay. Get out the half cup measure. And that's how it was. And that man, I actually took a video of him doing this. I was like tearing up just watching him like, okay, 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 okay. And he did it. And I was like, hot damn, he knows how to make the cookie dough now.
And now he knows how to make the cookie dough. That's the thing. Like now, yeah. And if you videoed it, then he can reference the video, be like, I don't need to call her again. I can look up the video. You can mm-hmm. share it with him now. So mm-hmm. the next time he has questions about how to make the cookie dough because he doesn't remember, got a mm-hmm. reference right there.
Right. But I just felt like I could have made that process a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
But I knew that he kind of needed that body doubling of like, okay, I'm right there with you. We're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And we were calling it the Great Daddy British Baking Show.
Mm-hmm. And amazing.
So I was proud of him. Do I eat a lot of the cookie dough when I make it? Yeah, I do.
Well, that's why I need the recipe, because I'm going to need some. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let us know in your life, listeners, what's a prerequisite that you've got going on that you could drop the why am I incapable of saying that word?
It's a tough prerequisite.
What is a word? Prereq.
What's a prereq? That's what we called it in college when you would like shorten everything.
Okay. Yeah. Prereq. Right?
No
what
prereq
are you going to drop? Mm-hmm. Or what is something that you need that you want to do that zhuzh up your house?
Zhuzh or drop. Cool. Love it.
There is the show title. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be back.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Hey, listeners, Amanda here. Ever feel like your to-do list is as long as a CVS receipt? I feel that way a lot. That's why I created the Get It Done Club, a super fun weekly online accountability group for folks who need that extra nudge to get things done without the drama. We meet online via Zoom once a week on Fridays for an hour. That's your time to get those nagging tasks off your to-do list. You could tackle things like choosing your favorite photos for that photo album you've been wanting to make, cleaning the science projects out of your refrigerator, pursuing your dreams of inbox zero, or finally calling the plumber about that drip that's been haunting you in your sleep. The introductory rate is just $27 a month, which is less than a throw pillow at Target. But you, my dear listener, get a discount of $5 off your first month in the club. So what are you waiting for? Join the Get It Done Club by going to indigoorganizing.com. Enter code GETITDONE at checkout for $5 off your first month. Think of it like me buying you a cup of coffee to celebrate you joining. Let's do this.
We are back.
We are.
I remembered you the other day because you know how you talked about how you sing a little bit when you're like a little upset, but you're trying to diffuse the situation. I think I did sing mm-hmm. in the car the other day and I was like, what are you doing? Why mm-hmm. did you not stop at the stop sign?
It really just makes things better. It like, mm-hmm. it's a really good way to suppress the road rage when people don't know how to drive.
Yeah. So what's sparking joy for you right now?
Amanda, you know, we talk a lot about TV shows. Like mm-hmm. I just really enjoy my shows, mm-hmm. my stories. Mm-hmm. And a show that almost got canceled because it was on the Peacock Network and then Netflix brought it on and recently launched season 3 with like a ton of hoopla around it mm-hmm. is Girls 5 Eva. Mm-hmm. And so this is a Tina Fey produced John, as we here in Philly say. I don't know why I threw that in.
I was going to say, so is John good. Part of the thing?
No, I just felt like it. Yeah. Although apparently John is catching on outside of the Philadelphia area, so you can thank us. Okay. Girls 5 Eva is amazing. It's basically about like an early 2000s, maybe late 90s girl group who reunites and is like trying to bring their fame back. And it stars Sarah Bareilles, who I love, and I will watch her in anything, and I love her voice. Busy Phillips, who's hilarious. Renee Elise Goldsberry, who is like the most talented human on earth. I don't understand. She's like a robot. Paula Pell, who's hysterical, and Andrew Reynolds, just like to name a few names. The cast is incredible. It's very much like 30 Rock in the sense that like you cannot miss a moment because everything is so nuanced and funny and the jokes are so ridiculous and the storylines are just – I can't explain the joy this show brings to me. I loved the first two seasons. I watched season three. I think it's only 6 episodes in the course of 2 days. It's so great. And I'm going to start it over from the beginning and rewatch it.
Can you watch all of them on Netflix or do you have to watch
the first? They moved the whole series over to Netflix. And I think it's like getting an appropriate amount of hype that hopefully it will continue on. It is so good. So you haven't watched it at all?
But it's been on my list. Like every time I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I got to watch that.
It's not a show. So, you know, we talked about like when you watch Love is Blind, you can't look directly at the TV. It's kind of like an eclipse. Like you need a buffer between you and the television when you're watching Love is Blind. Otherwise it will, I forget the expression you use, but it was like really, really
I talked about like the Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter, the Dementors. The Dementors your soul. Suck your soul.
The problem is that I not only have I been watching Love is Blind just like head on, I've been watching it like when I was in New York, I was watching it on my laptop. So it was the Dementors. So I do feel like that has a lot to do with my exhaustion right now, like post New York, because
I feel like Girls 5 Eva is going to be the palate cleanser that you need.
Correct.
And it's a show that you truly have to watch every moment to not miss a joke. Like that's kind of why I want to go back to season one and rewatch it. Just when I need a laugh, because I feel like there's so many things that I probably missed. Because sometimes I am more of like a background watcher. So it's delightful. It's ridiculous. The casting is incredible. You have to watch the end credits to every episode because there's like original songs that they only play during the end credits. And the lyrics are atrociously funny. I cannot say enough about this show. So just watch it.
Okay.
I told my business partner about it and she's like, you know, she originally went to school for music, like, and I told her, you know, I was like, have you not watched Girls 5 Eva? You have to get into it. And like an hour later, she's like, all you had to say was Andrew Reynolds is in it. Like he is hysterical. And I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot. But just watch it. It's delightful.
I can't wait. I agree with you that I think it will be a palate cleanser. We had a breakout group at KonMari this weekend that was dedicated to Love is Blind because I did make like a brief announcement before lunch, like, where are my Love is Blind people? We're going to be having like a table. And so, you know, we had like a really intense discussion about it. And the suggestion to me was that season 5 isn't the best. Go ahead and start it with season 1. So I'm going to start at season 1, but I need a little something in between.
I think Girls 5 Eva is the perfect.
Yeah, I need to recharge the soul battery.
Yes. Yeah. Get the Dementors just totally out of the equation.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Amanda, how are you doing your future self a favor?
So you reminded me of this, Brooke, which is that, you know, we are in the April showers bring May flowers season of our spring. And I encourage everyone to go out and get some cute waterproof boots. And I'm not talking about like your hunter knee height kind of boot. I'm talking about a boot that you can just wear normally with an outfit, but it's going to be waterproof. And I happened to come across a pair of boots, I think in a consignment shop, the Sorel boots. And so they're very, very cute. And they just look like a normal kind of black boot, but they're 100% waterproof. And you had mentioned a couple episodes ago that you had found such a great jacket on Poshmark. I think, was it North Face? Yes, it was North Face, North right? Face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a great place to go on and Google like Sorel. I highly recommend them. Go on Poshmark or Mercari or wherever it is. And you could, like, I think I got these for maybe $50 and normally they would have been like $150 or something.
Okay.
But when Isabel was in her cheerleading season, we had the rainiest cheerleading season of all time. And I was rocking those Sorel boots and a happy camper the whole time. My feet were warm and dry. So I like this, do yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I like this tip because I do have like the knee high. They're not Hunter. I went with like the less expensive variation, but they're like, they're clunky. They're like, I can't be going for the morning walk in the rain boots. But I don't have a good like mid-rise or low-rise rain boot. Otherwise, I just end up wearing my sneakers and then they get soaked and then I'm cranky. So this is a great tip. I think that's going to be my next search on Poshmark.
Yeah, I'll have to show you a picture of what they look like because you would never imagine. They don't look like rain boots. They just look like boots and they happen to be waterproof.
Rain boots are cute too. They are cute. You could go either way. Yeah.
Right. I feel like they're just not – like if you're going to go to like Linville Orchards on a muddy day, then you might do those knee-high, you know, action kind of clunky guys. But, you know, sometimes you want to be a little bit more fashionable.
Fashionable. All right. Well,
okay. Wide ranging as always.
So wide. I mean, it really does all come back to Love is Blind, but we're going to need to move on from that at some point because we don't want to lose any listeners who just are not into that.
Well, I mean, we're kind of off. We were talking about Bluey practically every episode that has been, you know, we haven't been talking about that. Do you have a Bluey update? What's happening?
I do. You saw my eyes widen. Whoa. So a single new episode was released last week and there's a bit of a moment at the end that has the internet just questioning life. And my kids are questioning things too. I can't spoil it for you, but there's some questions that have to be answered soon.
Whoa.
I have so much. About the Healer family. Yeah.
Well, I haven't even caught up on the new episodes. Well, because Isabel's kind of in a post – she's in her post-Bluey era.
Yeah, but you can give yourself an hour. Like, that's the big thing. They're like 9 minutes long.
I mean, talk about a palate cleanser, you know?
Yeah. So catch up on the latest. And then this very last one that is called Granny something, Granny – Carts, Granny Ghosts, something like that. And it's when Bluey and Bingo play their little granny characters, but the end has a bit of a plot twist that none of us were expecting. And I also heard recently that Bluey was last year the most watched show, I think, in the world, not just children's show, like everybody is watching Bluey. So if you're not doing it yet, this is your sign.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here. Probably not first, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't come here for facts.
Don't
All right, come everybody. Here
for facts. We, yep.
Yeah. Don't come here for facts. That's our new catchphrase. I love it.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Good Enough-ish. We will be back each week with new topics, stories, tips, and personal experiences,
as well as some good old friendly banter and lots of laughter.
Don't forget to find us on Instagram at goodenough.ish.
Email us at goodenoughishpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 484-440-9498 with questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.